We've been spending a whole week on the sugya, a week and a half. Baruch Hashem, we've touched on so many nekudas. I hope, amidst Hashem, I'll try to put together some kind of an outline, some kind of a chazara sheet today, to give you of all the different, I think it's like 7, 8, 9 different issues that we've had in the sugya, just bekitzer, just to make it a little bit easier to summarize. So today we have to finish the job. We mentioned last time, at the end of Tosfos, Tosfos got to Machlokes, the Rashba and the Reed, the Rashba, the Rash Mishans, the Rashba Bal Tosfos, not the Rashba Talmud of the Ramban. The Rashba says that if the Machzik brings Eidim, the Derbe Chadyoma, that the middleman was there for at least one day, so the Rashba says, then we give him the land. Right? We give him the land. Even though he himself doesn't have a migul, he's already been moda that the Ma'arer owned the land at some point in time, but will be taninan for him. The Mocher did have the migul, so as long as the Mocher has the migul, the Mocher can say, you know, Sabinta b'migul de la hadam, he could say, lo hayadvar me'olam, you never owned anything. So since the Mocher has the migul, we can apply that koach, the koach ha'taina of the Mocher, we can apply to the Machzik as well, based on taninan. As long as there's Eidus the Darbe Chadyom, which creates a raglayim ladava that the mechira took place, so then we can apply the kind of the mocha and we'll be taninan for the machzik. This is what the Ri says. And he adds that I'll bring you a raya from the Gemara later on. This is what the Rashba says. He says, I'll bring you a raya from the Gemara later on. Gemara later on talks about a very interesting, complicated case, but we can simplify that case. Gemara says, what's the din of ishtar kis hayotze al hayisomim? What's a shtar kisa? We said it's palga milga, palga pikadon. It's a situation where someone wants to lend money, but he wants to make interest. So how do you do that? So if you turn the halva into an iska, you turn it into an investment. If there's the potential for loss, so it's not a halva anymore, and then it's mutter. You can benefit from that because it's an investment. So that kind of shtar kis, the Chazal say is palga milga, palga pikadon. And then the Gemara talks about, well, in such a case, is a machlokas whether Nishba v'gova mechtza, Nishba v'gova kula, what's mechtza, what's kula? It basically just means that can you be gova the part of pikadon, or can you not be gova the part of pikadon? The part of milva you can certainly be gova. So rather than talk about palga milva, palga pikadon, let's just talk about a simpler case. Let's say there's a shtar pikadon that comes out on Yisom, meaning that there's a machkid who says that he gave a pikadon to the father. Simple case, not palga milva, palga, not shtar kis, just a partial case. That the market says he gave the pikadon to the father. Now the father died, and the market has a shtar, which seems to imply that the father did not return the pikadon. So now the shaila is, what do we do for the yisomim? Right? Can we be toyn hechzarte b'migul denensu? Just like the father could claim hechzarte, and he'd be neman hechzarte b'migul denensu. So can the yisomim claim that, or can they not claim that? That's really the shaila. Now to complicate the shaila. Right, just like in the Gemara, we're not just talking about where someone was mafkid to the father, but he was mafkid b'shtar. Oh, that turns everything upside down. Right, that throws a monkey wrench into the case. So if he was mafkid b'shtar, so now we have competing values over here. On the one hand, the father could say echzarte b'migu denensum. He could say echzarte b'migu denensum. Echzarte itself is not a taina that could be nemon by itself because. Against this taina, we have the mafkid who says that you were not machzis. It's his word against the other guy's word. But nensu is a taina that would win, because even if he admits that the pikadon was in his hand and he didn't return it, but if nensu, if accidentally it got damaged, then he'd be potter. So it's not his word against the mafkid's word. He would win with that taina. So he could win with the taina of hechzarat b'migu denensu. The problem is, on the other side of the equation, we have the chazak of shtar chabiyadi ma'ibari. There's a shtar. The shtar goes against the taina of hechzartiv. Right? The shtar goes against the taina of hechzartiv. Right? We have a chazaka. Shtar chabiyadi my bai. What's the shtar in my hand if you gave it back? So the shtar is in conflict with the taina of hechzartiv. Is it in conflict with the taina of nensu? The pshuto not. Because all the shtar is saying is that I gave the pikadon to you and it hasn't been given back. Nensu would mean despite the fact that I had the pikadon, but it was nenas in some accidental way, it was damaged. Armed robbers came and took it away. it got flooded, right? There was a flood, whatever happened, right? So that's the shaila. The question is, which wins out? Does the chazak of shtarcha biyadi, my boy, win out against migu, or does migu win out against chazaka? That's the shaila. Rav Chisda says that the migu wins out, and now the Gemara wants to say maybe it's machlokas tanoi, and whether the migu beats out chazaka, chazaka beats out migu. That's the case in the Gemara. That's the case in the Gemara. So one day holds what? Right? There are 2 days. Right? There's one day that says gover. Right? Let's say shtar pikadum. A case of shtar pikadum. So one day it says that you can be gover the pikadum. Why? This day holds that migu is not as strong as the chazak of shtar chabiyadi mebayim. So the machket wins. And you can be gover the pikadum. The other day it says that ain't no gover. You can't be gover the pikadum. So to plug back into the Gemara's case with the shtar kis, right? The one who says eino gova would say nishbava gova mechza, right? You gova half. You gova the part of the milveh, but not the part of the pikadam. The one who says gova says nishbava gova kulo. You gova both of them. But we're just focusing on the part of pikadam without making it complicated. Eino gova would mean that the migu wins out, right? The migu is better than the chazaka of shtar chabiyadi mebayim, right? So on that backdrop, Tosus says Akasha. Tosus on the final day says, Lamanda Omar, that you can be gover, that Migu is not as strong as the Chazok of Shtocha Biyadi, my boy. Okay, Migu is not as strong. Hechzarte, the Migu Denensu is not as strong. Hechzarte goes against the Chazoka, so the fact that it's strengthened by the Migu Denensu, that's not enough, it's going to lose out against the Chazoka. But forget about Hechzarte, Fektosis. Why aren't you toying Nensu for the Yisomim? Just be toying straight. Nensu is not in conflict with the Shtar, so just be toying Nensu. That's Tosus Kash. Right? You got the Shitas, so Tosus first asks, Lamanda Amar Gover, why not be toying Nensu? Tosfa says, Lamanda Amargova, Lamalo Niton Nensu, Lisom. That's the Kash. What's the answer to this Kash? What does Tosfa say? What does Tosfa say? Anyone?
Lo Shrikha.
Tosfa says, Lo Taninan. Taninan is Bezdin being toin. It looks funny. If Bezdin is going to be toin, a Taina de lo shchicha, that's not right for Bezdin. Nensu is a Taina de lo shchicha. It's not a common thing. So we're just not going to do that. That's Tosus. Then Tosus asks, Lamanda Omar Eino Gova. You see, he's asking from both. He's establishing principles, and he's asking from both cases. He says, Lamanda Amagova, if you're going to say that Migu is better than Chazaka, ain't no Gova, they're not going to be Gova because, right, you can't, the Matkin is not going to be able to collect because the Migu wins out, Hechzartu wins out, right? So, how can Hechzartu win out? Well, the Migu wins out, but you just told me you're not going to be towing Nensu, you're not going to be towing Nensu, there is no Migu. Once he said his first shot, Lamanda Amagova, so now he's bothered, Lamanda Amagova, ain't no Gova. Hech taninan mikoach migu ilo taninan nensu lo shchicha liyisom. That's Tosis kash. So what is Tosis answer?
It's not a problem.
We're not going to be towing nensu directly. We're not towing the tana lo shchicha to the yisomim. But taninan mikoach av, if the father had the migu, so we can be towing the migu for the yisomim, even if we wouldn't be towing the tain of nensu directly for the yisomim. The tain of nensu is a nusla shchina, but we're taninan mikoach the father. The father had the migu, so we can give that migu
to the kids. The migu we can give, even if they to matan zach. The whole migu is standing mikoach the tain of nensum. We're not going to be tanin and tain of loshchi or tain of nensum for the yisomim, but we can be tanin and migu for the yisomim. How? Because we take the migu from the father and we apply it to the yisomim. This is tosfos. Comes the Ramban and says, ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. How can we be taninan for the yisomim based on migu, but if we're not going to be taninan nensu because it's a time of loshchicha, then im ha yisod horus heich yiskayim habinyan nofal ha yisod nofal habin. This is the loshen that the achronim pick up on. The Rabban says the whole migu is based on a taninan that we're not going to be taninan. So how can you be taninan exartiv? The Ramban says, "Efsher litom hayna d'loshchicha liasmi." Lachain haninan etzartiv amigo d'nensa. They locate. In Nafal Hayesod, Nafal Habinyan. Hey, you meet someone on the street on Purim, and you say, "What are you learning?" Nafal Hayesod, Nafal Habinyan.
What are you talking about?
It's Purim. Don't worry. That's what you're learning. The Ramban, Milchama, Slam, and Zion in the Rift. Yeah, that guy's right? You can be. You must be that you're toying a kind of loshchicha for the yisomim, and that's why the migul works. Nothing from the father. Forget father. Forget the father. With taninim directly, because if you can't be toying kind of loshchicha for the yisomim, zok the Ramban not enough lay yisod enough lapin, the whole thing's not going to work. You can't be toying exactly either. The Tanal asked me at the end of Shir, and another, I forget whom, someone else came up to me and said that today. Not. And they asked, just one second, according to the Ramban, so he answered them this question. Cheshbin. You got to put the Cheshbin together, of course. It's obvious. What's the answer for the other Mandam? Again, Tosis is like straddling both. He's using principles. He's got to answer one Kasha, but then he has another Kasha on the other one. So you have to plug it back in. What's Ramban answer here? The Ramban talks about himself. Why, according to Madama Gover, does the Chazaka win out against the Migul? You can't be toying Nemtza for the Yisomim. Be toying Nemtza directly for the Yisomim. Okay, there's no Migul. The Migul doesn't work against the Chazaka. Migul has a Kalka Bira, the Chazaka is a Rubu Lesser Kaman, also has a Kalka Bira. Rove is better than Migul, fine. But forget about Migul, just be toying Nemtza directly for the Yisomim. So Tosfos says, no, you can't do that. You can't be telling a tiny blow shlicha for the yisomim. But the Ramban says, obviously, you have to be able to be telling a tiny blow shlicha for the yisomim, because if you can't, then l'man d'amar ain't go over, the whole thing makes no sense. How can you say taninan based on a migu if the whole migu can't get off the ground? Because the koach amigu stems from the tiny of netzu. So if you're not going to be telling netzu, you can't even get the first base with the tiny of netzu. So how do we answer the other man d'amar? So the Ramban says, I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is Pashut. We think that the chazak of shtar chabiyadi, my boy, goes against hechzartiv. So hechzartiv is strengthened by the migul nensum, but it's weakened by the chazak. The question is, who wins out? Dr. Ramban, no. Lamanda amar gover, the migul is weak. It doesn't mean just the migul is weak, the koach of migul is weak. No, it's that if the person has a shtar, then that shtar conflicts both with the time of hechzartiv and nensum. Shtarcha biyadi, my boy, goes against Nemtza. Why? What does that do with anything? The shtar only says that the pikadon was given over and it hasn't been returned. Nemtza means even though I have the pikadon, it was nenas by accident and I'm not responsible for it anymore. How does that go against the chazaka? The Ramban says that there's an umdana that if an ones were to occur, you would immediately run to the market and tell him. Tell him what happened. You're potter. So tell him if an ones occurs that you're potter. And that you want the shtar to be ripped up. He shouldn't have a shtar that he'll later be able to be toveyu, the yarshim, whatever. If Nensu, you should immediately run to the Mafkid to tell him it was Nenas, I'm Potter, get me out of here. Give me the Shtar. The fact that the Mafkid is still holding on to the Shtar, that's a reis on the time of Nensu. So the idea of Shtar Chabiyadi my Bayer, according to the Ramban, not only conflicts with the time of Hechazartiv, it goes against the Tain of Nensu also, because what's he holding on to a Shtar? If it really is Nensu, you should have run to Bezdin, to Pata yourself, and get back the Shtar from him. So that's why it's not going to work. That's what that Manda Omer holds. And the other Manda Omer disagrees. The other Manda Omer says Migu carries the day. It goes against both Tainas, because you have a Migu, right? First of all, he holds Nensu doesn't go against the Shtar, right? And now that you have a Migu, and Sarat and Migu the Nensu, then the Migu is going to win out against the Chazaka. Right? So part of what's going on over here is the Ramban holds Lefi this Manda Omar that this Manda Omar Sover the Chazaka the Shtarcha Biyadi my boy. Is stronger even than Nensu. Right, it beats out Nensu.
Let me say this better.
Nensu. Eino Nemar. Neged Shtar Chabiyadi my boy.
Yeah.
Im Nenas Hayalo Lahotzi Ashtar. Should have gone to the Mafkid and gotten the Shtar. That's that day. That day holds like that. This day denies that. And that's what Amar Lok is. He relearns the Sugya. It's different than Tosfos. Okay, that's a detail. What emerges from the Gemara Dafayim is that Tosfos and the Ramban have a major machlokas over here. Tosfos assumes that despite the fact that we're not tanin in the Taina de Loshchicha, Lamanda Amar Eino Gove, right? Lamanda Amar Gove Nishba Gove Mechza, right? That you Gove only the part of Milu, but not because Lamanda Amar Eino Gove, we can still be tanin on Hechzarta B'migun and Edson. Despite the fact that we're not tanin in the tanin for shchicha for the Yisam, we can't tanin an answer for the Yisam. And the Ramban says absolutely not. The Ramban says obviously from here we see fakir that you can be toying tanin for shchicha for the Yisam, because if not, there is no tanina. There's no tanina mikach migud. Impossible. There's no tanina mikach migud because if you don't have a migud, there's no tanina. So if we're not going to be toying Nensu for the Yisomim, because it's time to Lashicha, then you can't be toying Echzayit of the Migu the Nensu, because Im Nafal HaYisod, Nafal HaBinyan. What's the Machlokas of Tosfos and Ramban? Clearly they're saying something fundamental about Tanina. What are they saying? The B'chon HaWasserman in Chelek Beis of Kovet Shiurim, in Simen Gimel, I didn't give it to you, but in Simen Gimel, Ozvav, Zayin, Ches, he talks a lot about Tanina. There are actually two parts to Simen Gimel. This is the second Chelek, so it goes Aleph Beis Gimel, and then it gets to a certain point, then he starts again, Od Bedine Migu. So with an Od Bedine Migu in Osvav Techesasa. He talks about this at great length. I think we've actually invoked some of what he has said, some of what he said in other contexts, but he says the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ramban is very simple. How does Taninan work? What do you think Taninan is? A Taninan is a very interesting concept. We're talking about a case that the Lokeach, that the Yoresh, can't be toined by themselves. They don't have the knowledge to be toined. And somehow Bezdin steps in and is toined. Right? Bezdin steps in. The Gemara is a Loshem, Sach Picha Le'ilein. Sach Picha Le'ilein. Open your mouth for the one who can't talk. This is the Mokka that we can be Tanina. We are opening the mouth of the individual who can't talk for himself. But how does it work? How does it work? So one way to look at it is that Taninan is like a Yerushas Koach from the individual who could have been taught. It's a Yerushas Koach from the Mochen, or from the father. Right? The Lokeach and the Yoresh are Yoresh Koach Taina from
from the mocher and from the father. Besen is just facilitating that Yerusha's koach. But basically, they are drawing koach from the other individual. Whatever the other individual could do, they can do. That's what Tanina is all about. That's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that Tanina does not Yerusha's koach from the other individual. No. The other individual is not here anymore. So what do? We have a lokeach, we have a yorish that are disadvantaged. They can't be toying for themselves. So Beis Din steps in. Beis Din takes the place of the other individual, of the av or the mocher. They're not drawing a koach from the father and the mocher. No, Beis Din says we're going to step in and we're going to be toying. Just like the other individual could be telling, so we're going to try to parrot what he would say. But we're doing it. We are taking the place of the father. Right? It's not that Lokeach, Yoresh are drawing Koach from the other individual. Beis Din is telling by themselves. They're taking the place of the other individual. Those are two ways of looking at it. That either Taninan is a Yerusha's Koach, Taninan, Lokeach, Yoresh. It's a Yerusha's Koach Mehamocher Vehav. The Mocher is not here. The Father is not here. But we're going to be Tanina. We're going to draw a Koach to the disadvantage. That we're going to be Tanina. We take the Koach from the Father and the Mocher. The other way to look at it is no. Beis Din Be'atzman Tonim. It's a Tainus Beis Din. It's not drawing the taina of the father and the mocher. It's a taina's Beis Din. Bimoko. Mocher v'av. What's the difference? It's the same thing. I mean, the father and the mocher are not being taught. We know Beis Din is taina. So what does it matter if we say that Beis Din is sort of making an independent taina, or that they're drawing the koach of the mocher and the father? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is Beis Din hampered? Is Beis Din hampered by deficiencies in their own ability to be taught? Like Beis Din, there are certain rules in the way that Beis Din is going to be taught. What's one of those rules? We'll just mention one of them according to one of the Rishonim. What's one of the rules?
Not coming?
Alright, good. Tosa says Beis Din is not going to be taught a Tainat Lo Shricha. That's just the Ilusa of the Beis Din. So if Taninan is that Beis Din is towing themselves, but Makom the Mocher and the Father, it's Taina's Beis Din. It's not like we're drawing the Taina of the Mocher and the Taina of the Father. It's almost like the Mocher and the Av are being towing. It's Beis Din being towing, so then Beis Din could be severely limited by their own principles. If Beis Din will refuse to be towing a Taina of Loshicha, then Tanina is not going to work. So even if the Mocher or the Father had the ability to make a certain Taina, but if Beis Din wouldn't do that, then Lefi the second Sa'ad, they're not going to be able to do Tanina. Dr. Bulchana, and that's what the Tos and Arabana disagreeing about. Tosfos holds Taninan is the Yerusha's Koach. It's the Yerusha's Koach. Beis Din's not going to be Taninan Milsav Lo Shricha for the Yasmi, but they will be Taninan the Migul, because what's the Tain of Migul? Beis Din has a Migul? What, we Malo L'Shaker? If Beis Din were lying, they'd like to know. If Taninan is based on Amigo, the Pshat is you're being Yoresh a Koach from the Mocher, from the Father. You're drawing their Koach. You're basically saying, we're going to be Toein the Taina of the Father, for them. Right? We're not B'mokom them our own Taina. No, we're like the mouthpiece. They are being Toein. The Mocher and the Av are being Toein. Lokeach and Yoresh are drawing the Koach of the Mocher and the Av. So it's really the taina of the Mocher and the Av. So if the Mocher and the Av can be toyed, if they have a Migul, then that's fine for us. Does it matter that we wouldn't be toying this Migul? That we wouldn't be toying the taina of the Migul? We wouldn't say the taina of the Shchicha? So what that we wouldn't say the taina of the Shchicha? But the Father would say the taina of the Shchicha. He could say whatever he wants. So if the Father could say taina of the Shchicha, if he would be Neman B'Migul, then Taninan allows us to be toying for the Lokeach and for the Yoresh, we call that Migul, because that's what Taninan's all about. It's a Yerusha's Koach from the Father, from the Mocher. But the Ramban says absolutely not. The Ramban assumes that Taninan is a Tainus Beis Din. Beis Din is toying B'mokom the Mocher and the Av. It's a Tainus Beis Din. So if it's a Tainus Beis Din, then it's limited by what Beis Din would want to be toying. Beis Din has a Migul. Beis Din looks to the father and the mocher to see the model of the taina that they want to give. But they're not toying from the mocher. They're not drawing the koach of the mocher. They're just looking at the mocher as a model. They are stepping into the shoes of the mocher and the av. And they're looking at them as a model, but ultimately it's a tainas Beis Din. So if it's a tainas Beis Din, then they are limited by what Beis Din would want people to be toying. So Beis Din can't be toying chzar to benigud and ensu unless they be toying ensu. So if you have a principle that we're not going to be tanin and tanin l'ashicha for the Yisomim, then Beis Din can't have a tanin and b'migul din ensu. Zok Ramban, it must be that we are tanin and tanin l'ashicha for the Yisomim. Must be. So that tanin can work with this migul. Hafzat, b'migul din ensu can work. Because if we wouldn't be toying tanin l'ashicha for the Yisomim, then the migul doesn't get off the ground because Beis Din has to be toying mitzar atzma. It's a tanin's Beis Din. So that's limited by what Beis Din would want to be toying. This is the machlokas tosis or how to understand tanin. Tugin.
Okay, how could the Ramban be in line with the idea of Beis Din being toying themselves if he says that Beis Din will be toying a tiny little shiva? Doesn't that go against the principles of Beis Din?
How do you know? Do you have a rule book of Beis Din principles? We're trying to set the Beis Din principles here. Tosis and the Ramban argue about what that rule book should contain. Tosfos says part of the rule book is that Beis Din will not be towing a tiny l'shicha. The Ramban says fakert from the Gemara Daf Ayin we see that Beis Din must be able to be towing a tiny l'shicha. Put that in the rule book. How does he know? Well, because it's clear l'manda amar eno gove we are going to be tanina. How does the tanina work? B'migul. But the migul can't work unless Beis Din will be towing nensu. So must be the rule book contains that Beis Din will be towing a tiny l'shicha. Because if not, im nafal yisod nafal abinyan. So Machlokas, Tosfos, and Ramban, what is in that rule book? Right? Can Beis Din be toying a tiny l'shicha, or can they not? Yes, follow up.
So then, why do we even introduce the idea of Beis Din, like, of the tiny only work as you just call out?
Not a question, Ramban.
I see that idea?
The one thing that's clear, Bein Lefi Tosfos, Bein Lefi Ramban, is that in the Sugya Daf Ayin, it's clear that we're going to be tanin and Beis Din amigo for the Yisrael. The question is, what does that tell you about Beis Din's rule book of tainus? The Tosfos says that it doesn't tell you anything. Because even if Beis Din is not towing a tainad lo shchicha, they still can have the tainad migud. They still can have hechzarat of migud and ensu. That's what Tosfos says. So we're not going. He says, I happen to know. Misvara, I would say, Beis Din can't be toying tainad l'shicha. But the fact that according to the Amar, Eino Gove the Chelik Pikadon, we can still do taninan. That doesn't prove that Beis Din can be toying tainad l'shicha. I say they can't, and nevertheless they'll have a taninan based on the migul. But where does the migul come from? But Beis Din wouldn't be toying the taina samigul. They wouldn't be toying that. So the answer is, it's not Beis Din's taina. They are taking the taina from someone else. So if he would. If he had the migul, he would be toying nensu. The mocher would be toying nensu. The father could be toying nensu. They could be toying whatever. Tainat shicha, tainat loshchi. They could do whatever they want to. So if they would be toying, then Beis Din takes that koach from them, and Beis Din can be toying as well. Ramban says, no, it's not taking koach from them. It's looking at them as a model, and we're being toying right here as the toy, right? Right. Beis Din is toying mitzad atzma here. They're not just taking his taina. You know, and copying it? No, they're looking at it as a model, and now we're being toined. So if we're being toined, then the migu is our migu. If it's Beis Din's migu, so then everything has to line up. Echzatu migu den ensu only applies if Beis Din would be toying ensu. But if they wouldn't be toying, tainat lo shicha for the Yisrael, then there's no migu. So it must be, Zok Ramban, that Beis Din would be toying, tainat lo shicha for the Yisrael. Against Tosfos. Because if not, the migu falls away. So they must be able to be toying, tainat. Tiny Dlo Shicha Vadisa. Question. Zach.
Since I'm having a hard time understanding why can't you make the claim that a Dlo Shicha, why do I have to do it through Amigo? If they're claiming whatever they want, let them just claim for the guy, then to. According to their mom.
He's saying, Lefi. Ramban says, Lamanda Amagova, you can't be telling Nansu because it's against. So if this day Almada Reina Gova holds that Shtarcha B'yad Mei Bai is not as strong because
this daya denies that shtach abyadim abayi is going to beat out nemsu by itself. Right? This daya denies that shtach abyadim abayi is going to beat out nemsu itself. So shtarach abyadim abayi is not going to be out nemsu. Nemsu wins, so just be telling nemsu. Just be telling nemsu. Why do you nechzar to the migul and nemsu? Just be telling nemsu. That's the machloka. So just be telling nemsu. Just be telling nemsu. I don't need nechzar. Just be telling nemsu. I hear a kash. Kash. Gotta look at the Rambam again. Gotta look at the Rambam. Because if he admits to the other day that Nemtsu is not Neman again, Shtarach Abyadim Abayi, he said then you lost the Migul again. Right, so this day obviously has to hold that Nemtsu is Neman against Shtarach Abyadim Abayi. So we don't need the Migul. Meaning the Taninan could just be a Taninan of Nemtsu. I don't need the Migul, he said.
Sorry, do need the Migul. Because the only reason we're being Taninan is because the Yisomim can't on their own. Right. So if they're going to be. So if they can't be telling on their own, then the whole purpose is transferring what the is bringing what from the Kol HaAv to the Yisomim.
They have to be telling answers, so why shouldn't we just be telling answers to the Yisomim? Maybe the answer is that the Ramban admits that it's better to be telling the Tain of the Shlicha to the Yisomim. If we were backed up against the wall, we'd even be telling the Tain of the Shlicha. But it's certainly better to be telling the Tain of the Shlicha. So we'll be towing a chazartib in Migul and Nemtsu. If we wouldn't have a chazartib in our back pocket or in our front pocket, then maybe we would be towing Nemtsu. But since we have a chazartib, that's what we're towing. We're towing a chazartib in Migul and Nemtsu. Efshiman comes over and over. Okay? Yeah.
Similar question is actually the Korach Tosfos. If it's all based on a Yerush and a Korach from the Av, then even though it's a tiny little Shriach, I mean, the Av can still be towing. So why can't you? So I mean, even though it's a tiny little shift, based on the mom, she urged the call of the father, why can't you be telling him onis for the awesome?
Right. If it's a Yerusha's call of the father, so why can't Bezin be telling him? Be telling him that just being Yerush the call of the father. Tosfos holds that we're not going to be Tanina at a Tanit L'Shicha straight. We're not going to be Tanina at a Tanit L'Shicha. I guess the principle of Tosfos is that for Bezdin to say that the Tain that we're putting forward is Nemtsu, so even if they're being Yorish or Koach, sounds funny. That's what sounds funny. Because then the Taina of Bezdin, what Bezdin is saying is a Tanit L'Shicha. So they have to phrase it that they're being Tony Hechzartiv. We know that it's really only Neman b'migul than Nemtsu, right? But that's acceptable. But to say a Taina de l'Shchicha straight, even though it's a Yerushas Koach, but that's the Zivus of the Medina, it's all perception issue. So as long as we don't say the word Nemtsu, that's okay. Even though we know that the longest is Hechzartiv is only Neman b'migul than Nemtsu, but that's okay because it could be Neman b'migul than Nemtsu since it's Yerushas Koach anyway. Okay, yeah, all right.
Wouldn't Nemtsu anyways be willing to Migul and Freya? Because it's not a time that can be themselves right now. Is this a time that...
But which time is it not a time that
can be Nemtsu?
Why can't they make a time that Nemtsu?
Because it's
not good. Some haven't said anything. They didn't say anything. Right? It's not like they say, we don't have it, and then they say, no, it was Nemtsu. That's a change of mind, but they didn't say anything. Okay, this is the basic machlokas, Tosfos Ramban, in terms of what Tanina is. So how does that help us over here? Helps us a little bit, but it doesn't finish the job. Again, we have a machlokas, the Rashba, Baal Tosfos, and the Ri. What's the din? If the machzik says, if the machzik brings Eidim, the Darbe Chadyoma, so what happens? So comes the Rashba and says, if he has Eidim, the Darbe Chadyoma, so then we'll be Taninan for him. We'll be Taninan for him because there's a legal. Right? We have a Raglaim Ladover, if Darbe Chadyoma, we have a Raglaim Ladover that the Mocher brought it from the Ma'ara. So now, since the Mocher has a Migul, so that Migul is going to transfer to the Machzik. We're going to say Taninan.
comes the Ri and says, who migu, what migu? The machzik has already been moded that the ma'ar owned the kark at some point in time. So you don't have a migud lahadam for the machzik. The machzik can't say that you never owned it. So even though the mocher never admitted, the mocher has a migud, but the machzik doesn't have a migud. So how does Taninan help you? That's his kash. So within the Rashba, l'chor, we have a working pshat. The Rashba Baal Tosfos would hold what? Taninan is midin. Midin what? Taninan is midin what?
Yushas
Koch. Yushas Koch. And it's perfect. He says the raya is from Dafayin. He says Dafayin is an example where, despite the fact that the Yisomim don't have an ability to give a certain taina, will still be taninan based on a migu. Right? That's mamish what he says. He says kaigadu matzino b'sof amozer gabi mafke etz chaver b'shtar avagad lo taninan liyaspin ensu afilo ochi taninan leechzartiv lo kevan shaviyam ayanemam b'tainazu b'migu dibayu amar nensu. The Rasha brings a raya from Dafayin. He learns like Tosfos on Dafayin that despite the fact that we wouldn't be Taninan then, so, but if the father has the migu, then the migu works for the kids based on Taninan. Taninan is Yerushas Koach. So Zokta Rashba, Taninan is Yerushas Koach over here as well. If the mocher has the migu, he has migu de la Adam, he could deny that the Ma'ar ever owned the field. Right? So even if the Machsa can't deny because he's already admitted, so what? Taninan means there's Yerushas Koach from the mocher. That the mocher had the migu that transfers to the machzik, and everything is great. The Rashba is a straight Tosfos man. What does the Ri hold? The problem is the Ri straddles two sides of the fence. You can't say the Ri goes like the Ramban. You can't say the Ri is holding like the Ramban that Tanin is not a Yerushas Koach. It's a taina of Bezdin. Taina that Bezdin is being towing, and therefore Bezdin needs Kochos in the Machzik himself. You can't say that, because keep in mind, the Ri admits to the Rashba that the Gemara in Dafayin is the way the Rashba explains. He says v'lo dummy. The case of Dafayin I'm not arguing with you about. He says our case is lo dummy to that case. So by the Yisomim, it sounds like the Ri Baal Tosfos is following Tosfos. Right? He's saying, despite the fact that we're not toying a Milsa L'Shlicha for the Yisomim, nevertheless, Taninan is going to work by Hefzayat of Migud and Ensur. That he agrees to. So it sounds like the Ri is learning that there is some kind of Yerushas Koach. There's got to be some Yerushas Koach. Right? If he held like the Ramban, he would say that we're not toying a Milsa L'Shlicha. It sounds like he's saying, I do agree with what you're saying on Dafayin, and I agree with you, Baal Tosfos, that we wouldn't be Taninan Nensu for the Yisomim, right? Afagav lo taninan liyaspi nensu. Nevertheless, the taninan is going to work b'migu. So that I do agree with you. So if he agrees with them about that point, it sounds like he holds taninan is Yerushas Koach. So what's the problem in our Gemara? Why does he say that once the maslik has been moda, that the ma'ar once owned the field, so he loses the koach of migu? It's all Yerushas Koach. So if the mocher had the migu, taninan allows us to apply that migu to the maslik. So what's the problem over here? Takapela. It's a pella. How can he straddle both sides of the fence? He's walking a very fine tightrope, but he's about to fall because we can't figure out. You know, it's such a fine tightrope that it's not clear that how he's walking it. Rav Nachum wants to suggest that maybe the Ri takes a third approach to Taninan, meaning one of the two approaches with a twist. One approach with a twist. He really holds that it's like a Yerushas Koach, but what does Yerushas Koach mean? Let's try to understand what the words mean. Bezdin is still the one saying something over here. So what does Yerushas Koach mean? So he wants to suggest what the Ri holds is when we say Yerushas Koach, that means that the mocher, we look at it as though the mocher is actually towing in Bezdin. The mocher is not here. But Taninan allows us to open the mouth. Open the mouth of whom? Taninan allows us to, kaviyachol, bring the mocher to Bezdin. It's as if the mocher is being towing. But who's he being towing for? Well, he's being towing for himself. He doesn't own anything. He's not here anymore. He sold the field, or the person died. He's not here anymore. Who's he being towing? He's being towing as a shliach of whom? Lokeach of the Yorish. Taninan is like a Yerushas Koach in the sense that we view it as though the mocher is being towing as a shliach of the Lokeach of the Yorish. So if it's a Yerushas Koach, If it's a Yerusha's Koach, then we understand why you can have a Tanina of Hechzarta v'Migud, and then so even if we wouldn't be towing a Tanina de Loshicha for the Yisomim, because we're not the ones being towing. We're not the ones being towing. It's not Bezdin Mitzar Atzma. The Mocher is the one being towing. So he would be towing a Tanina de Loshicha if he wanted to win. So since the Mocher is being towing, it's like a Yerusha's Koach, right? We're being Yorish Dekoch, but it's not just Yorish Dekoch. It's like we bring him here. It's like we look at it as though the Mocher is being towing. So the Mocher is being towing despite the fact that Nensu is a Tanina de Loshicha. That's never because the Mocher, if he were alive, maybe he would be towing the Tanina de Loshicha. So that can be done. The Migo Vechzayat of the Migo de Nensu works because the Mocher could be towing the Tanina de Loshicha. But because he's towing on behalf of the Lokayach, on behalf of the Yorish, he's towing as a Shliach of this individual who can't be towing for himself, so he's limited by what that individual would want him to be towing. So when it comes to Daf Ayin, the Yisomim don't care to be towing Ensu. If they knew the affairs of the father, they'd be willing to be towing Ensu. They don't have any qualms about being towing Ensu. Bezdin has qualms about being towing Ensu, because Bezdin says, if he loses the Beidina, it looks funny. What, we're going to be towing such an outlandish thing? They don't want to be towing. But the Yisomim don't care. The Yisomim are like the father. They love to be towing Netsu. If it gives them the ability to be Zocha, of course they'll be towing Netsu. Just like the father would say the same thing. So when it comes to Daf Ayin, the fact that the father is towing through Tanina, we view as though the father is towing on behalf of the Yisomim, so he's not limited by the Taina of Nensu on behalf of the Yisomim, because the Yisomim themselves would be willing to be towing that Taina. But in our Gemara, if we're going to say that Taninan allows us to see it as though the Mocher himself is being towing, once Dor Bechad Yoma, the Mocher is established here as a party to this case. So now Taninan tells me that the Mocher is allowed to take all of his kochos, all of his tainus, and he can be towing it on behalf of the Machzik. Yeah, but the problem is, if he's towing as a shliach of the Machzik, then he's limited by what the Machzik would allow him to say. And since the Machzik knows that the Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, he would never allow him to say Lahadam. That's what Tosis means. That here's the line. Dehocha im haya rotza mocha lizkos betanas ud lohay sishalcha me'olam lohaya ma'akva halokeach. The Lokeach, the Machzik, would not be Ma'akev. He wouldn't hold back the Karka from the Ma'ara. He'd say, that's not fair. He doesn't want the Mocher to be towing a Sheker. So this case is worse than the Yisom. The Yisom would be perfectly willing to be towing Ensu. The Machzik would not allow his Shliach, the Mocher, to be towing Lahadam. So because he wouldn't allow the Mocher to be towing Lahadam, even if Taninan is a Yerusha's Koach, but because that Yerusha's Koach is that the Mocher is being towing as a Shliach of the Machzik, he's limited by what the Machzik would want him to be towing. And that's why the Rih holds that the Migu doesn't work. The Migu doesn't work, and the Migu doesn't work, and therefore the Taninan is not going to work either. Okay, this could be the Machlokas Darash by the Rih. Questions? We just have to finish the final part of Tosfos, a very interesting nukud. Okay, let's see the last part of Tosfos. Kosav Rabbeinu Chananel Ra'inu l'Rabosenu Hagaonim Zal D'Hai Machzik Lestle L'Meichas L'Dina B'Hadei Mori D'Ara Ela Hai D'Zovin Lein Mochis B'Hadei. The Gaonim say that who has the Din Torah over here? They say that the Din Torah is not between the Ma'arer and the Machzik, but rather between the middleman and the Ma'ar. The Machzik doesn't really have an ability to be there at the Din Torah. He doesn't, well, what's he doing there? He really shouldn't be there before. The Ein Nira L'Rashba. Rashba Bal Tosfos, the Rash Mishans. He disagrees with this point too. He has a lot of important points in this sugya. Rashba says, I don't think that's correct. Why? Da'koz chushet tovel liyodo mocha rishon l'sheini. He says it's poshut. When someone sells a field to someone else, he sells everything. He sells the whole kit and caboodle. He sells the field, and he sells all the zchuyos, so the rights and the privileges, etc. So part of the rights and privileges includes the Shein Bal Dover. You are the Bal Dover now in this case. So Zokter Ashba, why can't the Machzik be Shokel Vatari? Why can't he bring the Ma'ara to the Dintar? Like, why can't he Taina against the Ma'ara? He is a Bal Dover. He claims he bought the field from the Mocher, so he's the man. Why can the Ma'ara just say La Bal Dvar Didiya? Mistama he bought from the Mocher. So if the Mocher can be in the Din Torah, the Machzik can be in the Din Torah too. Well, the Kamana Shechem Behedya Gabi Yehuda Dar Bekash to be Lisa. Reb Chiya says that if you have Eidim the Darbe Chadyoma, then you'll win. It sounds like he can say La Bal Dvar Didiat if he has Eidim the Darbe Chadyoma. Right? He's called the Bal Dover as long as he has Eidim the Darbe Chadyoma. What does Eidim the Darbe Chadyoma mean? Right? That's the Mocher. That's not you. No, but it sounds like once you establish that the mocher is true, that part of the story is true, that there was a mocher, so then the machzik can have a din Torah. He's a bal davar, he can talk up. Reb Chiya says, if you have Eidim the Darbei Chadyoma, then you get the field. You are a bal davar, and you have a right to taina against the Marakama. So what's the Gaonim saying? The Gaonim of this line, that the machzik can't talk here. Machzik can't talk. Ma'ar can say, forget it. I'm not dealing with you. If anything, I'll deal with the middle guy. But I don't have to deal with him. Right? It's my land, but I don't have to deal with you. What's the Gaonim saying? Where did they get it from? So L'chorah, the Gaonim got their Shita from something that we've read together. Where did the Gaonim get this Shita? That the Machzik doesn't really have a right to express an opinion yet. That his Taina doesn't count for anything. What does it say? La bal dvar didiat. What does it say that coming? The Gemara, exactly, right here. Right, the Gemara says it. At lav kamodes the high aradidihi vaat lo zavit minoi zil lav bal dvar didiat. Lechor, what the Gaon was saying is that the master doesn't have a leg to stand on because, so what? Even if he has, see, it's interesting. Our sugya is not talking about where he brought Eidim to Darbe Chadyoma. The Gaonim are extrapolating from the sugya that even if he brought Eidim to Darbe Chadyoma, nevertheless, the Ma'ara can say La Bal Dvar Didiya. I don't want to deal with you. It's not your issue. If the Mocha wants to deal with me, I'll talk to him, but I don't have to talk to you. That's what they're suggesting. It's a big chiddush, right? That the Shein Bal Dvar applies to the Mocha, but doesn't apply to the Ma'arik. Yeah. The Shein Bal Dvar applies to the Mocher, doesn't apply to the Machzik. And comes the Rashba and says, why should that be true? If the Machzik claims that he bought it, and you have Eidim the Darbe Chadyoma, so Ma Mocher Rishon L'Sheni Kol Zchusha Teva L'Yado, doesn't he get the Shein Bal Dvar from him? So apparently the Gaonim disagree. Apparently the Gaonim say that you get Zchusei Mamon, but maybe you don't get the Shein Bal Dvar. You don't get the Shein Bal Dvar. You get certain Zchuyos Mamon, but maybe not the Shein Bal Dvar. Maybe there's some kind of distinction between the two. I mean, I guess that's what the Gaon would have to say. The problem is, it's not just the Machlokas and Svara, he brings a Raya. The Rashi brings a Raya from the Gemara Mem Aleph. Reb Chiya says that if you bring aid in the Darbe Chadyoma, so then he can't say Zil Lav Bal Dvar Didiyad. How are the Gaon going to answer that Gemara? Gemara seems to say that the Masik would win as long as he brings aid in the Darbe Chadyoma. Sounds like he does have a Shein Bal Dvar. So how could the Gaonim say that the master doesn't have a Shein Bal Dvar? Ma'ara can just throw him out and say, this is none of your business. You're not a Bal Dvar for me. How do you answer the Gemara Memalach on the base? L'chor, the answer is Pashit. The Gemara Memalach, the Gemara Daf Lamed are different. We keep on saying that there's a major difference between the two. There are two major differences. But here, one of those differences plays an important role. What are the two major differences between the Gemara? Between two Gemaras? Chazaka, which is one, yeah. What's the other? Do we know that it's the Marakamas? Do we have Eidus that it was the Marakamas or not? Here, we don't have any Eidus. There we do. And secondly, is there a Chazaka? Zokta Stipling. Maybe the answer to the Raya, right? The answer that the Gaonim will give to the Raya is that there is a Chazaka of Gimel Shana, Chazaka of Dalit Shana. He has Cheskel Gimel Shana. Once the Machzik has Cheskes Gimel Shanim, so then maybe the Marakama can no longer say La Bal Dvar Didiyah. The Cheskas Gimel Shanim gives him the Shem Bal Dat. What the Gaonim are saying is here there is no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Your Moda at Lavka Moda is that I, Ma'ar, own the Kark at some point in time. And you have no Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so who are you? You are Gornish, he says. You are nobody. Lav Bal Dvarm Didiad. What connection do you have over here? You're admitting that I own the field at some point in time. You're admitting that I'm Marakama. But you have no connection. You don't have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so you're not my Baldover. I have no responsibility to answer to you. I, the Gemara later on, Mamalef, no, there is a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So say the Gaon, there's no Raya from that Gemara. There's a Cheskas Gimel Shanim there, so then he does become a Baldover. How does he become a Baldover? Just 1 second. What does Cheskas Gimel Shanim do? So if Cheskas Gimel Shanim makes him into a Muchzik, we talked about that possibility. That even if by Karka, there is no mulsa, we assume it's always by the Markam, it's always by Cheskas Habaylin, but maybe after Gimel Shanim things change, maybe the Maksik does become a mulsa. But even if you don't want to go that far, we said in the Sugi of Shkuni Gavoy, that even if the Maksik does become a mulsa after Gimel Shanim, but still there's a stama de milsa, that mistama, the Maksik owns the field. He's not a mulsa yet. We can't establish him as a muchzik. There's still a suffix. But there's the sum of the milsa that the machzik should own. So once there's a sum of the milsa, maybe that's enough to give him the shem bal davar. Right? Maybe it's enough to give him the shem bal davar that the marakama can no longer just throw him away. Right? Maybe that's what the Gaonim would say. And the Rashba argues. The Rashba says it's not a function of chesed mashal. Nothing changed. The ownership didn't change. He's not a muchzik. Either is a stomach. So what? So if you see that he has a Shem Bal Davar over here, so over here also, and also, though there is no Chesed Gimel Shanim, so what? He's on the field, he has a Taina, so he is a Bal Davar. The Rashba holds there's no Raya from the Gemara later on, but the Gaonim could say, no, the Gemara later on is different. There he has Chesed Gimel Shanim. The Chesed Gimel Shanim creates a Muchzakus, or creates a Stama de Milsa, that shafts the Shem Bal Davar, that gives him the Shem Bal Davar. So that's why the Marakama can no longer throw him out and say Lav Bal Dvaram Didiyah. But in our sugya, he could say Lav Bal Dvaram Didiyah because there is no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So it comes out that according to the Rashbam, right, we discussed yesterday that the Rashbam felt that the lack of Cheskas Gimel Shanim over here is key. Right? The Rashbam made this comment that even if you have Eidus Adar Bechad Yoma, if there's no Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Machzik is not going to win. Why not? We talked about this, right? From the Gemara Memal, if you get the impression that if he has Eidus Adar Bechad Yoma, then the Machzik would win. The Rashbam says, but in our sugi, he's not going to win. Why? Right? He can't, even with Eidus Adar Bechad Yoma, he doesn't win because there's no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What's the difference? So he said, someone to explain the Rashbam that there's no Migu. It's a Migu B'Makom Eidim. Without Cheskas Gimel Shanim, if he doesn't have a Shtar, then you can say Migu von Hein bis Morgen. It's a migul from today till tomorrow. It's a migul from Machamayim. It's not going to work. That was one approach that we wanted to suggest. And then there was another approach that we had that we can't be taninon for the machzik because he's moda. Even if there is raglayim ladavar, again, if there's no cheskas gimel shanim, there's no raglayim ladavar. That someone bought it, right? So we're not going to be taninan for him. What's more, we can't be taninan for him because he doesn't have the migu since he was already moda that the ma'ara owned the karka. So that's what prevents him from winning. Even if there is some kind of raglayim ladavar through the edus the darbe chayyom, but he still needs a migu, right? We have to be taninan with the migu. But if he was already moda, zok the Ramban within the Rashbam. Ramban says that he's not going to have the migul because he's already admitted that the ma'arir owned the karka at some point in time. So if he doesn't have the migul, then he's not going to win with the tanina. That was the second approach that we said, that even though there's an edus with the darbe chayyom, which helps a little bit, it doesn't finish the job because it doesn't enable us to do a tanina. According to the Gaonim, l'chora, there's a third pshat within the Rashba. The Gaonim would say that even if you have edus the darbe chayyom, there is a raglayim ladavar that the mocher may have bought it, but the reality is the machzik is not a baldover without cheskas gimel shanim. So the ma'ara can just say zil la baldvaram didiyat. So even with the edus the darbe chad yoma, that's not going to help him. The machzik is not a baldover. without a baldover, he can't be towing anything. He's just going to be throwing out. Ma'ar can say, la baldram yedia, I don't want to deal with you. And that's the end of the court case. So that's really a third approach. That the only way that the master can win is if he can get into the courtroom. If he can be a baldover to taina. According to the Gaonim, even with an edus to Darbe Chad Yoma, if there's no cheskas gimel shanim, the master is not viewed as a baldover. So he's not a baldover, so then he can't be taught anything. And then, of course, he's going to lose.